at home.
Not usually, no. Though there are some burglars who actually prefer it if the owners are at home in bed.
Oh?
That way, they won't get surprised by them suddenly coming home when they're in the middle of things.
Oh, not a very nice thought. Mm. What's the most common time of day for a burglar to break into your house?
People always think of burglars as working at night. And, of course, some do. But the majority of burglaries happen between around 10 in the morning and lunchtime. A burglar will watch a house and then wait for the adults to go to work and the kids to go to school, and then he can be sure the house is empty.
What's the easiest way for a burglar to break into a house?
The easiest way is just taking out a window or a patio door, usually at the back of the house. You can do this really quickly, and it doesn't make much noise if you have good equipment, which a serious burglar would usually have.
Hmm. And finally, what's the safest room to hide your valuables in? What's the last place a burglar would look?
There's a typical order burglars use when they search a house. They start with the main bedroom, because that's often where people leave their valuables, and then the living room. After that, probably the dining room, if there is one, a home office, and then the kitchen. The last place would probably be a kid's bedroom. You wouldn't usually expect to find anything worth taking there.
So a child's bedroom is the best place to hide things?
Well, in theory. Though, of course, if any burglars out there have been listening to this program, they might start looking there first.
So, welcome to the program, Danny. Now, you're an ex-burglar yourself, so you can obviously give us the inside story here. Tell me, how long does a burglar usually take to rob a house?
I'd say that an experienced burglar would never spend more than 20 minutes in a house.
Hmm.
20 minutes maximum, and then out.
And how much would they probably take in that time?
Maybe 4,000 or 5,000 bucks worth of goods. It depends on the house.
And what are the favorite things for burglars to steal?
Well, these days, they're usually looking for things like laptops and tablets.
Mm-hmm.
They're easy to sell, you know, and not so easy for the owner to identify if the burglar later gets caught.
What one thing would be likely to stop a burglar from breaking into a house?
I'd say definitely a dog, especially a noisy one. Burglars don't like dogs because they're unpredictable.
What kind of things would actually make a burglar choose a particular house to break into?
Well, it has to look like a house where there'll be things worth taking. So a burglar will usually go for a house that looks expensive in a good area. And they'll also often choose a house where there are trees or bushes outside that are good places to hide while they're watching the house before they break in. And also where they could hide when they come out of the house.
Mm.
That way, there's less chance of neighbors seeing them. And obviously, they'll usually wait for the house to be empty before they break in.
Mm-hmm. So a burglar wouldn't break in if they thought the owners were